Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
It's Friday, July 10th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. Homer residents gathered last week to celebrate the life of Anisha Duffy Murnane, hours after a sentencing hearing for the man convicted of killing her.
Woke up today, it was the 1st of July. I looked at my son and I asked him, "What day is it?" And he said, "It's Duffy's day."
Dozens of people gathered on a field by the Bishop's Beach Pavilion in Old Town Homer on a windy Wednesday to remember Murnane. The day marked more than 6.5 years since her disappearance. For years, friends and neighbors sought answers about what happened through community-wide searches and investigations. Mark Moret, a longtime friend of Murnane's, joined that initial search.
I looked for her, the head of the bay where I was living at the time. Sarah had talked to people and, you know, check cabins. I'm having to go into empty cabins, empty buildings, you know, to see what I could find. After the search had kind of slowed down, you would still be out in the woods and you would be wondering about Duffy and what happened to her.
That case reached its conclusion the same day as the vigil when a judge sentenced Kirby Calderwood to 87 years in prison for her murder. Moret says despite the sentence, it's hard to move on.
I guess we'll just be with the lovely memories I have of my friend. That's all I can really, you know, think about when I think about Duffy is what a beautiful person she is and how much we will all miss her in our lives.
Family, friends, and community members shared food and swapped stories as the evening went on. Homer artist Mavis Muller hung a woven sculpture from a crossbeam strung between two stick tripods. She built it out of alder and calls it the Sphere of Love.
The material that I chose to use is alder because I think of alder as a tree that grows in groves, and the branches and the roots are entwined. One alder twig bends very easily, but when they all come together, it's really remarkably strong, as is our community.
A sign fixed to the basket next to the sculpture read, "We love you, Duffy," and invited people to tuck spruce cones inside as seeds of love, healing, remembrance, and hope. It asked visitors to tie a red string around the sphere in honor of stolen, missing, and murdered people and their families. Muller plans to carry the sphere into the Homer Burning Basket event in September, where she says fire will release everything people placed inside. Friends and family also spent the evening remembering stories from Murnane's childhood, from a 4-H trip to Florida to afternoons spent making paper necklaces and dressing up in old clothes. Moret says one person was missing from the gathering. Duffy's mother, Sarah Berg, died of cancer in 2024. He says the community will keep showing up for both of them. Reporting in Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. Pier 1 Theater enters the second weekend of performances of Our Town by American playwright Thornton Wilder, directed by Maggie Corton, with a cast of over 20, some of whom are quite new to acting. Performances will take place this weekend and will finish next weekend with performances through July 18th. Emily Springer spoke with director Maggie Corton for details on what the play offers.
Director Maggie Corton provides this brief, basic introduction of what Pier 1's current production, Our Town, is about and how it's going so far, with the first weekend already completed.
It's going really well. It's an incredibly talented cast. It's a beautiful, timeless message about how we need to, we're not here on Earth very long, living this life, and we need to appreciate and be present for our time here.
Corton provided this personal introduction about her own experience in acting and theater.
I started acting with Pier 1 Theater in 2010. I had always wanted to be an actress. I'd always wanted to act but was far too shy. And I realized I didn't want to come to the end of my life and regret that I hadn't done it, that I'd never done this thing that I wanted to do my whole life.
Our Town is about life in a small town, Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, where there are two families, Dr. Gibbs and his wife and their two children, and Mr. Webb and his wife and two children, who live next door to each other. The community and basic sociocultural dimensions of the community are outlined and described in the first two acts. In Act Two, the daughter of Mr. Webb falls in love with the son of Dr. Gibbs, and they get married. Quarton provides more details and a concluding synopsis of the play for Act Three.
Then in Act Three, well, I'll just say there is a death. The person who has died is not very old, and they feel like nobody appreciates life. Nobody appreciates how short of a time we're here, and we don't know when our time is going to be over, and we need to look each other in the eye, enjoy the little things. Butterflies, birds, things like that.
Quarton explained that one of the biggest challenges of this production was filling all of the cast roles, but in the end, she's content with how it has turned out, and the community the cast has been able to create and contribute to each other is special. She provided specific examples of two actors she didn't initially expect.
It was tough casting it because not very many people showed up at auditions, but somebody had mentioned to me a few years ago that he always had wanted to do theater but was scared. Too scared to audition, which is a very, very frightening thing to do the first time. And so I texted him, said, I'm directing a play and I have a part for you. It was Abe Alborn. I had this feeling about Abe. I just had a feeling he would be good. And he said, I gotta think about it. And I offered him the small part or the big part. He took the big part, Doc Gibbs. And he's very good. Another woman came to auditions the first night. She didn't even fill out an application or a form. She just said, I just moved to Homer. I don't know anybody, and this seemed like a good way to meet people. And she was really good. She read really well. And so I said, I think you should be in this play. She's Mrs. Webb.
The actress who plays that part is Teresa Dobbins, and Dobbins provided these comments on her experience.
I just wanted to comment that it was just amazing. I'm a total newbie, never been on stage. I was Mrs. Walton in the third grade, I think, and that's about it. And this has been the most welcoming group that have embraced my newness and mentored me through everything. And Maggie has been incredible. So I just want to give a big shout out to her, just believing in me that I could actually do such a big part.
Finally, Deb Rousey, who plays the role of Mrs. Gibbs, ended with these comments.
And I have to say about Pier One, they, as a community theater, they fully embrace the community. And people that have never done it before can be with people that have done it for like 25, 30 years. And everybody is there for each other. So that's one of my favorite things.
Exact time and ticket details for Our Town are available on the Pier One Theater website, pier1theater.org. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news at kbbi.org. Concert on the Lawn is coming up tomorrow, Saturday, July 11th from noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. More information's on our website. Thanks for listening. Good morning.